2 of the Jeffrey and Brian show. I am Jeffrey.
I'm Brian.
We're just two guys drinking beer, talk what's going on. We have the beautiful man, Ray, with us again tonight.
El Guapo.
El Guapo. I guess we're live again. I'd like to try to do this every week just because I think it's, why not? Because typically speaking, we're pretty regimented in terms of what time we hit record anyway.
Plus, we run into a technical issue.
Every now and then, like one person being asleep and then having computer issues on top of that. But shit happens. We all get it. I mean, I've slept through the beginning of the show before.
Yep.
Oh, you need a mute button, dude.
I got one.
You need a COVID vaccine, Brian.
He's got the Rona. What do you guys want to talk about? We got a bunch of stuff. Not much of it really relates to each other, except for little small pockets.
Talk about Pembroke.
All right. Well, we had this DEI thing, diversity, equity, and inclusion thing that the select board put into our place. And then they had a vote to disassemble it. And the vote to break it apart went through. And the people in charge, the select board said, we don't care. And kept doing what they were doing anyway. I think this is a big deal. Mm-hmm. And especially because this, not only did they completely ignore the vote of the people, and it wasn't like a vote you have like in a city. It's a town hall, an actual town hall. Our votes are yay and nay.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't care. And I don't know. Just like, what's the point? And it's actually making a big deal because technically speaking, that wasn't it was a non-binding vote. That was technically a poll, I guess. But what was the point of all this effort? And once that's what they said they wanted to do, why didn't you go with it from there? And all they're trying to do is teach division. They want to point out how people are different. And I don't think that's a good idea. Mm. Nothing gets better by pointing out how people are different from each other, you know?
Oh. Dude, I don't know if you remember growing up before. They used to be like, oh, you're special. You know, you're special. You're special. Now they're like, you're different. You're different, you know, from everybody else. You know, you need to go to your group, you know.
My mama told me special is another word for retarded.
Yeah. So, no, but that's the generation. Like, that's why we got a lot of privileged kids. And I don't know how we go jump from special privileged kid to, like, victimhood, you know, like, overnight. You know, it's, like, crazy.
Well, because these kids today, man, they have no idea what's going on. They've never experienced hardship in their entire lives. I mean, they're so used to being able to literally pull the phone out of the pocket and talk to it. And then 20 minutes later, a pizza shows up at the front door. And they think this is just the way the world is. They have no idea what kind of amazing privileges they have.
Yeah.
While they're saying, disassemble the system, I hate privilege. And it's just driving me nuts. They're like, I don't think you understand. What would happen if what you're saying should happen actually occurred? It's like your new cell phone would cost $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you would be working 20 hours a day or at least 15.
Yeah.
People just don't understand this. They seem to think that the technology that they were born with is just here and available and it should be free.
Yeah. It took years to get where we are right now. 2,000 years, actually.
Yeah, and it took a lot of private people spending a lot of money from their own pockets setting something up.
Yeah.
And trying to build something. And if they made a good product, it sold.
Yeah. So, like, whatever. So they're going to take a book and they're not going to go what people say. So what the fuck, like, is the point of it, you know? It's like, they don't like democracy, like, the part of democracy, like, democracy just died on there.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I saw a meme, which is awesome. It's like, okay, stop calling it public school because it's the government said, the government run it, the government fund it, and the government do what they're going to do. So it's not public anymore. It's a government school. Yeah, we pay taxes on it, but we're not getting what
That's
we
what
want.
That's what public means, though, isn't it?
Yeah, you got a say on it, but now you don't. The government got a say on it.
Well, I'll give you that one. I definitely have less. I might get arrested if I go nuts at a PTA meeting because apparently I'm a terrorist. Like, what happened to that guy in Loudoun County after his daughter was butt raped in a bathroom?
Yeah, the DA showed up to make sure he gets the maximum sentence for that.
Yeah, and that's actually the argument they're using, the footage they're using to justify treating these people like terrorists. Is it, I think tossing a couple chairs and cussing a couple people out was kind of a mild reaction, honestly.
Yeah.
let's be fair here, Ray.
Yeah.
You would not have been that calm, would you?
Hell no.
No.
That's why I'm scared, like, sending my kids to school now. Like, and I'm not going to call it public school no more. Let's call it what it is, a government school. It's run by the government, maintained by the government, and they do what they want to do. The public got no say on it, so it's a government school.
Sorry, I missed half that. The wife asked me a question about she doesn't have her headphones, and she was wondering if she could play her stuff out loud, and I was like, oh, don't worry, it won't pick it up. The microphone won't get it.
But yeah, it's like I was saying, like, I'm scared to send my kids to school now, because it's like, you don't got no say on it. They come over here with a gun, they take your money, taxes, because if you don't pay your taxes, guess what? Men with guns are going to come arrest you. They do what they want to do. So, you know, it's a government school. It's not a public school no more.
Well, that's what public school means, though, is that it's public because anyone can go and everyone pays into it.
Yeah, but you don't get any say on it.
Well, isn't McAuliffe backtracking now, saying he never said that?
Yeah, we got a video of it. Dude, it's 2021. This video's out.
He says he's been taken out of context.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I don't believe that shit.
He doubled down when he got interviewed by Wavy 10. You know,
yeah, exactly. He doubled down,
and I guess somebody told him, like, hey, you need to back out, you know, from what you're saying. But it's late, I mean, we'll see how it goes.
I already voted.
You mailed it in?
Nope, I went in person and did early voting.
Vote early, vote often.
You know it, I'll vote at least once. No, I'm going to be out of town for the election, so.
Okay. I'm just scared to vote early because they're like, okay, we need to match that vote. Somebody else, you know. Yeah, it's like getting a lot of commercial about it. It's hopefully Virginia flip. Hopefully, but we'll see.
It's a toss-up right now.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm kind of surprised that. No, I'm surprised it's even an available option, honestly, because you kept Governor Blackface after all that came out, and no one batted an eye.
Yeah.
Well, there's big news about Colin Powell.
He's dead.
From COVID.
Yeah, what? He was like 84 years old and had blood cancer.
Still, COVID killed him.
Obviously.
Fully vaccinated. I said so.
Yeah, fully vaccinated. I don't know.
One of the European Health Organizations said that people above 80 should not be getting the COVID vaccine.
I saw something about that. People above 80 the most likely to die of COVID.
Right.
Well, you have to realize he had blood cancer. He had he had all this stuff on him.
Yeah,
he was weak away. He was
blaming it all on COVID, though.
Yeah, like he just died of old age. When did this gonna, like people die of old age? You know, your body deteriorates.
Yeah. I mean, like, your body's going downhill fast.
I'm gonna have to make another tinfoil hat. I'm starting to have crazy thoughts on how this was actually intentionally made in a laboratory and intentionally released upon the public to weed out the elderly and the immunocompromised to only leave the strong behind to be able to build a new society that costs less money to operate.
Why is Fauci still around?
Because as long as people follow Fauci, the weak will keep dying.
Have you watched Fauci's new documentary on Amazon Prime?
No, I have not. I heard he got a 97% on Rotten Tomatoes.
That good, huh?
Or what the critics say?
Not by the people, by the freaking
The critics.
The critics, thank you.
The people gave him like 23% or something like that, or like 3 or something like that. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
When you were Rotten Tomatoes say is bad, probably the movie's good. Like, yep, let me go watch it.
Well, it sounds like it was obvious propaganda.
Oh yeah, it's all propaganda.
That's no fun. Like, well, who are you trying to get to watch this? And whose mind are you trying to change at this point? Or are you just trying to radicalize people to get, look at you falling back asleep, you creep. How much did you smoke today?
Not enough.
Not enough. I told you about it, dude. Slow down.
I did slow
I bet
down.
You not nearly as much as me.
No.
Oh, I spent a lot of
more
time.
Than Ray.
Yeah, we were really? Talking earlier, like, are you going to be in the show? Like, yeah. He's like, we started talking about he went sailing. Like, oh, how was it? Like, boring because there's no wind. I'm like, oh, okay. They start mentioning smoking over here. Like, well, don't get too high, dude. We don't want you to fall asleep. Like, no, I got this. He fucking fell asleep. He got home around 5. Like, fuck, Ray was right. Let me go take a nap. He went to sleep.
So you hear about this Ohio college student that was all butt hurt?
Yeah, I sent you guys the link.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, okay. And he didn't want the cisgender. Okay, first of all, the heterosexual. Would you even know that? They could be gay, you know? So,
what difference does that make? Like,
I don't know, but I say he just assumed because they look manly, they're just man, you know, heterosexual. So, and he wanted he wanted the LGBT community to be more represented for construction. Like, that's fine. Nobody's stopping them from getting a job in construction, you know. And like, dude, why are you complaining about it? Like, you're not paying for it. You know, he's complaining because they're interrupting him. The man.
There's safe space.
Not safe space. Like, I would just, like, he was like it's annoying. Actually, so stupid. It's so annoying.
I don't know like, what safe space is supposed to mean. Like, you're not allowed to have heterosexual white men in the safe space?
So he, this is the guy, is a transgender from female to man. So if you transgender from female to man, men don't got no safe spaces.
Got what now?
A man don't got a safe space. You know, you get exposed to danger as a man, you know?
Yeah, but I got a feeling that even most of these dudes that live in, like, the tighter cities don't deal with a lot of this bullshit.
No, but I'm saying like he wanted to the student is a transgender to man, I think. So he wanna be a man. But you cannot be around other men, so like what do you expect?
Yeah, you want to act, if you want to hang with the boys, we're going to treat you like one of the boys, right?
Yeah. And nobody's stopping you from, like, you know, to become one of the construction guys, start your own little company, you know? LGBTQ fucking AC commute, fixing ACs, you know?
Well, nobody wants to work with butthurt Kurt. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
By the way, I'm going to make that a thing. That's going to be the new funny thing, to be the person whose butt's always hurt. It's going to be butthurt Kurt. Butthurt of the week? Oh, well, no. Not the butthurt of the week. Actually, I might have the... Oh. That might be good, too. Actually, the most butthurt of the week.
Yeah, see, always launching ideas, dude.
This one was the dumbest thing I heard all week. Was this student who was all butthurt about a dude fixing the radiator.
Yeah.
I don't know. Biden's telling his Amtrak story again.
Yeah. This is starting to feel mean picking on Joe now.
I thought that's what the show was about.
No, I just want to talk about what's going on, but
I thought we had a whole segment about the dumb things Joe Biden says as president.
We do. I don't think Joe's there. Like, it feels like elderly abuse.
It is elderly abuse.
And how far is someone's hand up his ass? Like, that has to not be good for you.
It's gotta hurt.
He turned into Cornholio the other night.
Yeah, that might be my thumbnail, by the way. I already put that picture up on the Facebook page.
Oh, that was yours?
Yeah. I thought it was hilarious.
I seen somebody put like a pony underneath him.
That I saw a jetpack.
Oh, man.
Yeah, the reporter asked my question. It took him like 20 seconds the whole time. Joe's sitting there like he's got like suicide bomber switches in his hands, you know?
No, he's listening to the ear device like, okay, what do I have to say?
Okay. Say it slower and louder.
Yeah. I'm gonna say it slower and louder.
All right. So, Treasury Department Secretary. Who is the Treasury Department Secretary?
Yellen.
Is it vacation too?
Janet Yellen?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
She, by the way, who took her job at the Federal Reserve?
Fuck. Oh, it's fucking...
Ben Bernanke.
No.
Bernanke was there before her.
No, Ben Bernanke is like before Yellen.
That's what I just said. No, it was just, I feel bad because I've been on top of this for a long time.
Yeah. Okay.
Then all of a sudden, Jen Yellen was Secretary of Treasury, and I was like, ah, what the hell's going on? Oh, wow.
What'd she say?
Jerome Powell.
Did you say Colin Powell? He just died.
Jerome Powell.
Is that his son?
No. That's his name, Jerome Powell.
Well, the U.S. Treasury Department Secretary warns that unvaxxed Americans that shortages will continue until everybody is jabbed.
The beatings will continue until morale improves.
Exactly.
Yeah, Jerome Powell, the chairman of the Federal Reserve.
Welcome to the party.
Yeah.
So Brian Laundrie's remains have been found.
Oh, okay.
But I don't understand. Did somebody kill him, or did he commit suicide, or did he die of natural causes in the middle of nowhere?
It was states away, wasn't it, from where the other one was found?
Oh, yeah. It's closer to his parents' house in Florida. But there hasn't been a whole lot of details come out about whether he committed suicide, his parents killed him, or what, you know.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe the same person killed him and the other woman.
Hmm. It just made it look like he did it.
Maybe, but it seems like there's more to this than anyone wanted to think about before. Everyone just assumed that this guy killed her.
Right. But now he turns up dead.
Yeah, so maybe something more is going on here. So you get for passing judgment, motherfuckers.
So if Pete Buttigieg, I guess he's not up for trial anymore. That? Buttigieg?
Sure. All right.
He's not on paternity leave anymore.
I think he is actually on paternity leave. I think he only came back to make the one statement, said that it's a good sign, then went back on paternity leave because he adopted kids. Which, by the way, he's the what? The secretary of
transportation.
Yeah, moving shit in and out of this country.
Right.
Shortages everywhere. Ships piled up at sea.
Yeah.
He's been on vacation for 2 months. Somehow, no one noticed.
Right.
As the entire country backed up. And then he comes out and says, oh, this is a good sign that Joe Biden's doing a good job of getting the economy on track, that we can't get supplies from the ocean, the ship, to your store.
Right.
And when they do, it's even better. Joe's like, we'll just run the seaports 24/7. Like, you need people to work.
Yeah.
So from what I hear, too, that you don't know where to put the containers. They've been putting outside on the road. All these damn containers.
Yeah, I guess it's taking weeks for people to come back to the containers to be refilled.
No, there's so many containers coming in. They don't know what to do with it. They've been putting outside the area. Yeah. Yeah, or the port.
Yeah, it's taking weeks for people to come pick them up. Exactly. They're piling up. And
yeah.
Shoot. I don't know. There's got to be something we can do with these containers if no one wants them. But how are we supposed to... If there's no shortage of goods, then why is there a container buildup? Not back
up. They need to go back to China so they can fill them up again and send them back to us.
Yeah, exactly. If there's plenty of goods out there, we just can't get it here quick enough, then why we have backup of containers? You think they want them back as fast as possible to refill them?
Hell yeah.
Okay, we run the ports 24/7. We managed to find people to unload this crap. Then what? There's no truckers to drive this crap across the country.
No.
Because every third state you go into, you have to show identification and paperwork to cross the state line.
And your vaccine card.
Yeah, also, that's exactly what I mean.
In California, the only people allowed to go into the port just union workers. So independent owners, they cannot go inside the ports.
All right.
Yeah, so that's another thing too. That's why nobody can go in the port unless you're a union worker.
Union.
By law.
All right, still don't know what I think of the union. I think in general it's a good idea, but I think it's being greatly misused.
It gets abused after a while.
Aren't you a member of a union? The t-shirt makers of the concert t-shirt makers of America union?
There's no union. I work for a dude who owns a shop.
Okay. Just wait. You're going to unionize.
Ray, when I say I'm wearing my thirsty shirt, you know what that means? I guess that slogan's before his time.
All right. We're going to have to bring this back.
We're going to build it back better.
Yeah. Everyone out there, put on your thirsty shirt to listen to our show. Because hopefully you drink enough beer that you spill some on yourself and your shirt drinks it right up.
That was a slogan from season one.
Oh, early season one, too.
Yeah, when we were still together. Live and in person.
You just get a bib.
What was that?
You get a bib.
Oh, well, that'd be funny. Merchandise that's a bib for drinking beer.
Yeah.
when you get blasted so you don't pour it on your shirt.
And after you finish, you can reuse it.
For what?
To drink again! You don't waste beer.
So what's up with this woman that was raped on the train?
Yeah, it's a Newsweek article, too, which made me think it wasn't just a bunch of bullshit. But, they were, like, that's exactly what happened. She was on, like, the train, like, the T. And forcibly raped. And there were a bunch of other people on the train that watched this happen. And
nobody called 911?
No one did a damn thing.
For 30 minutes.
And
there's video there about it, too.
This is why you should own a gun. This is why everyone should own a gun.
What city does this happen in?
Philadelphia, I believe.
I don't think you're allowed to own a gun in Philadelphia.
What's that?
I don't think you're allowed to own a gun in Philadelphia.
Well, maybe that's how you managed to get away with stuff like this. But like, how did no one do anything or even call the cops?
They're too busy filming it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, even worse. Really, in Philadelphia, you don't think you can own a gun? Pennsylvania, well, not all Pennsylvania is Philadelphia, I suppose.
No. So why can a county that jailed kids for a crime that it doesn't exist?
I mean, skip that. That's a garbage thing anyway. They had some crime of like, I don't know, they made up a crime to like put kids in jail for like 10 days to scare them, basically.
Okay.
But you can't do that. You can't make up laws and put kids in prison, you know?
Well, Trump has sued the federal government to block the release of records from NARA.
You know he's going to lose.
Got to try, though.
Why? Because you're going to lose anyway, and now they're just going to say that this is proof that he's doing something wrong. Because that's what they always say. If you're not doing anything wrong, what difference does it make if we have a look at it? Then Hillary Clinton deletes 40,000 emails, and that's okay.
Yeah, because it was all about wedding stuff.
Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself.
No, he did not hang himself with a noose.
Yeah, you want some records blocked? These Clinton executive privilege. Does this have anything to do with the Bannon?
Yeah, it's all about Bannon.
Okay.
Bannon was the first person that they went after, and when he refused to give up records, they found him in contempt of Congress. Oh no, not that. Not in contempt of Congress.
What does that mean?
It means the DOJ could go after him because he refused to abide by the Congress's subpoena. Or they could not. Depends on how they feel at the time of the day.
So
typically, the DOJ doesn't do anything that the Congress says they should. But because we've got a Democrat Congress and a Democrat administration, there's a greater chance that he may actually have to face a penalty for this.
And what kind of penalty were we looking at?
It'll be jail time.
All right. The more that's happened, the more I'm realizing Steve Bannon wasn't wrong about everything. I think he went about a bunch of stuff wrong.
Yeah.
But he was the one who predicted the parents were going to go nuts when the kids went back to school. Once they found out what the kids were learning in school, and look what's happened. Now they've declared parents terrorists.
Well, that's one of the biggest reasons why the governor race here in Virginia is a toss-up right now, is because McAuliffe came out and said that parents shouldn't have any decision-making process in what their kids are learning in public schools. And it's become a huge campaign event that's energized the independents and the Republicans against them. I mean, Joe Biden won this state by 10 points 2 years ago. And now they can't get a Democrat governor reelected that's already been governor, you know, 4 years ago by a landslide.
I'm not sure what I think of that system you guys have down there. Like, there's no term limit, but you're only allowed to serve one term in a row.
Well, that's a term limit in and of itself, you know.
Yeah, but then like, you can come back after a term and come and be in office again. You could go.
McAuliffe is like the first person to do it in decades, if ever. Really? Yeah. The only reason he's doing it is because he's trying to keep his name in the headlights so that he can run for president whenever he feels like it's time to run for president.
You think he has a shot?
No.
No anymore.
No.
No, yeah, he blew his foot off on that one, huh?
But he's attached to the Clintons, so he thinks he's got a rightful heir throne to run for president.
And right now, the black community is mad at him, too, because there are, like, two black people running for the nomination. He just pushed him over to get a nomination. So,
well, shouldn't he have to run against him in a primary?
Yeah, but it's just the way you know how people are, instead of letting them, that you did your turn, let somebody else do it, you know, run for governor. But no, you just like, nope, this is my fucking deal. I'm doing this again. So
that's what it seems. I'm trying to convince the wife to run for local office.
School board. Well, I think nowadays they need to have like at least three parents in the school board now. They need to have parents on the board.
Yeah, not all doctors and lawyers.
Yeah, they need to have like at least veto power or something, because this thing is getting crazy.
And not just that, they should listen to what the parents say at the meetings, and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the government and the curriculum should be based on what the parents say, that the government doesn't have all this authority.
It does not?
No, they really don't. They're only allowed to do what we say they can do.
They don't, but they're doing it now.
Well, let me put it this way. The Constitution does not lay out the rights of the people. It lays out what the government is allowed to do as permitted by the people.
And they're not following, so it's just a piece of paper.
Well, that's why they stopped teaching civics in the 70s or the 60s. Yeah, so that people wouldn't know this stuff.
Same thing with a restraining order, just a piece of paper.
Yeah, well, that piece of paper says I can defend myself, so.
All right, well, the Bonham.
Don't tread on me.
The Bonham Richard report came out this week.
Yeah.
And you posted something in the group about it.
Yeah. Basically, there's a whole bunch of people to blame as to how this arsonist was so successful.
It was a system-wide failure of training and systems.
Yeah, they should have been able to put the fire out. This guy shouldn't have had access to do this.
Apparently, it took like 30 minutes from when the fire was first discovered. Did somebody actually sound an alarm?
Well, it burned for like 3 days, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. And nobody knew which button to push to activate the chemical washdown system. And there were things disconnected. And I mean, but this happens in the yards, you know. You know, training goes by the wayside when a ship goes into the shipyard.
Why, though?
Because people get more focused on, you know, maintenance on the ship.
Repair. All I know is that I did as much training for casualties in port, but I was also in repair division. I was one who did the weekly drill you had to show up to for duty. Like you had to do a fire drill or whatever, or flooding or whatever. drill every duty day, right?
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
I was a guy who actually, like, put that weekly program together, or depending on your duty section cycle. The carrier on the Carl Vinson, I had an 8-day cycle. That was really nice.
Yeah.
The Vela Gulf, I had a 5-day and at one point a 4-day cycle. The 4-day sucked.
Yeah.
Anyone who might be paying attention, that basically meant I had to work for 24 hours on a ship and do extra training and sleep on the ship overnight. Couldn't go home, you know? And everyone else here has done this.
Oh, yeah.
Every 4 days sucked.
Yeah, that used to be the standard back in the day when I first came in. Every 4 or 5 day duty. Not 8 days.
It depends on the size of the ship.
No, it didn't depend on the size of the ship. I was on an aircraft carrier in 1988, and we were in 4-section and 5-section duty.
See, that seems nuts. You didn't need that many people on the ship to do basic taking care of it. You know what I mean?
Anyway. My first command before 9/11, they had 12 duty section.
Sorry, I just heard a flying squad drill in my head. Heard the bells going off.
Well, I want Ray to talk about our next 4-star general that he's so popular
admiral.
With.
He's an admiral.
Now, speaking of the Navy, let's talk about this new admiral.
She's not really an admiral.
I don't know. Says 4-star admiral right there.
She's in the public health field.
Can you hear me?
She is not an actual member of the military.
So, wait, there's no military experience, and this person's a 4-star admiral?
Yes.
That's right.
Of the public health department.
Okay.
It's I think she's like the Surgeon General of Public Health.
Yeah, like
Isn't that a Surgeon General?
Surgeon General Rounder is around in a uniform, military uniform too.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that's right, because it's 5 plus the other stupid 2.
Yeah.
Which
Space
I don't
Force
think
has more legitimacy than Public Health Admiral.
Yeah. And 4-star Admiral. How much money is this chick with a dick getting paid?
A lot.
Oh. I bet a lot of Navy personnel upset, like, fuck, how the fuck?
I should have won in the public health field.
Damn it, I sucked the wrong dicks.
Yeah.
Well, let's be fair. Let's be fair. She worked her balls off to get this job.
Yeah, that's it.
That could be our title of the show.
She worked her balls off.
Yeah.
Working your balls off to get higher rank.
That is a good one. She worked her balls off. I should write
that
down.
Once you hit the title in the military, once you hit the title of general, you keep that for life.
Well, yeah, but anyone else goes by the same. I think Claire's in the Google Doc.
Yeah. And there's only one person had to turn in the rank of general, and that was Dwight D. Eisenhower, because he was becoming the president, so he had to turn in the rank of general. And once he finished his term as the president, he got the general rank back.
Why would you go back to general after being president instead of keeping, because it's always Mr. President?
You cannot, you cannot be a military personnel being the president.
Why not?
As a president. That's just the way it is. Dwight D. Eisenhower had to turn, he cannot be called general while he was president, service president.
Why would you want to be addressed as general if you're the president?
Now, I'm sure he got called president afterwards, but just the way it is. You know.
So, okay. Moving on.
Mm-hmm.
Now this Loudoun County thing that we were talking about earlier, where the girl was forcibly sodomized. They're saying we should actually look into these sexual assaults and see what happened.
Right. Should have done that a long time ago.
Yeah, pretty sure their principal or headmaster or whatever resigned too, didn't he?
No, just a school board member.
Oh, my mistake. Pretty despicable.
And it didn't happen to just one person. It happened to another girl in another school.
Yeah, in another school, because they transferred
the individual
student out of the school system, and magically he went to another girl's bathroom and did it again.
Because it was his first offense, they said, well, he hasn't done this before.
Not this school.
Mm-hmm. No, it's like...
But
no,
five other schools he's done it, you know?
That's why they transferred him. It's like, well, he hasn't done this before. It's like, so you're thinking just sending another school, they don't know that he rapes girls, is going to solve this problem? It's like, oh, you only did it once, so it's okay?
Right.
Again, I don't blame their father.
Yes, they send you the video. They send you the video of the Amazon driver in the bathroom.
What now?
Amazon driver.
I don't think so.
He was dressed up like a girl. He was videotaping girls in the bathroom.
That's pretty gross.
And they arrested him, and they found a bunch of videos and pictures of girls. He had a camera on his foot, on his shoes, a little tiny camera, so he can record girls in the bathroom.
I've heard people doing weird shit like that.
Yeah.
So what's up with this? Even Politico.
I thought I sent you guys the video.
I think you did, actually.
Huh?
I think you did. I think my wife sent me the same video.
Yeah, he got caught right-handed with a camera wearing a wig in the corner.
Biden?
No, you saw I got about a pervert.
Biden?
Okay.
Ron Perbert, the other pervert.
Apparently, Politico has even freaking grown a pair of nuts, and even Politico is saying that Biden isn't all there, and he's obviously trying to hide it by through this not doing interviews. Politico has pretty much had his back.
Yeah.
Hey, if you want to listen to the news, like, what, it's not news no more. They're not breaking news. They're like old news. Everybody else has been talking about this shit for like the last 2 years.
Yeah,
I know.
Joe Biden is not there completely. Like, now they're making like, oh, look, Joe Biden.
Well, we're just now allowed to talk about this lab leak theory.
It's coming up, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, we're just now allowed to talk about it. But we talked about this. I was like, I don't know, maybe, what if it was? And as soon as you said something, people are conspiracy theorists. It's like, I don't think people got together. I'm just saying, you know, accidents happen. But that's exactly it. It's like, you're not even allowed to talk about things if it's not the narrative that's accepted.
Right.
That's something they cannot hide no more. Like, oh shit, we cannot hide this no more. Like,
yeah. Like the Gates Foundation wanting to fund $120 million to increase oral COVID-19 drug distribution to poor nations.
I love how you just read the headline. Like, you just read the link.
All I can do right now. I'm still awake.
Well, I don't even... So what? That's all I can think. Like, yeah, it's going to be a pill, and maybe that's why you put it in there, is because my vision of the malaria pill is coming true.
Did you invest? You should invest in the Gates Foundation.
I should have invested in fucking Pfizer.
You should invest like Pelosi. Whatever Pelosi does investment, you invest on that.
Yeah, she seems to always seem to know what's going to happen before it happens, doesn't she?
No insider training information, though.
Almost like she has insider knowledge about laws that are going to change, like, and can buy and sell stocks right before it happens.
Mm-hmm.
But that would be unethical and illegal, wouldn't it?
It's unethical. I don't think it's only illegal.
It's just a piece of paper. Don't mind it.
Just a piece of paper. No,
is that what it is?
That's a stack of $100 bills, asshole.
No, talk about the laws. It's just a piece of paper, you know. Who cares about the law? They're just going to keep doing it.
The wealthy can say that.
Yeah.
You and I have to deal with the law.
Yeah, you can afford good lawyers.
All right, well, Biden, I brought this up briefly before, but Biden keeps telling this stupid story about the Amtrak that's already been debunked.
Yeah, he keeps talking about this dude, Ange, I guess is the guy's name, who, like, retired before anywhere where Joe was talking about, and just, like, none of the story lines up, but he tells a different version every time.
Right.
So God knows what's going on.
We need to ask him about Corn Pop. What else he knows?
Corn Pop will probably know the whole story.
That's why I feel bad. Like, I don't think Joe's there. I think he's only remembering bits and pieces, and he's putting a story together in his head that makes sense. And, like, I don't think he's...
What?
He's not there completely? Yeah. I think he should be in a home with someone checking on him every couple hours to make sure he doesn't have scissors.
You got breaking news, son.
Breaking news.
Yeah.
He should be at home.
Yeah.
But instead, he's a president. And, like, this seems like, I don't know. I guess
nobody's talking about the 25th Amendment with him.
Oh, no. That's why they brought it up for Trump, I'm certain. Was because they saw this coming. That's how they're going to get Kamala in office. But that scares the shit out of the average person.
Dude, Joe makes me...
Well, okay.
They're incompetent, dude. They're like, they never get the shit straight and they always fuck it up. Like, I would not worry about it too much. Like, they mess shit up, dude. They're just incompetent.
Yeah.
They're like, they're gonna do like, oh, we're gonna do this, and they're just gonna stumble and trying to do it. Like, yeah, you guys are incompetent. You're like, I don't worry about it.
Well, no, I think half our problem is that we expect half the population expects government to solve problems. And then the other half of the population thinks, okay, that's not true. Let me rephrase that. 35% of the population thinks government will solve problems. Another 35%, the government will solve problems, but with a different way to do it. And then the rest of the country thinks the government causes problems.
Actually, they cause more problems.
I'm confused.
Yeah, it's because you're one of the 35%. You're one of the parties. You're Republican. You believe the government can solve some of our problems. And just like the Democrats, you just think you need a different way to do it. And I think the government's causing most of these problems.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should have smaller government. We should have less reach of everything, all of this crap. We should be paying less in taxes. The average person should keep more. And we should... It'll move money within communities faster. And
well, that's why you're a libertarian.
Yeah, with less tax on it, people that are working harder on the bottom are still going to be able to get by.
Country will be great
without having to depend on
libertarian president.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. I'd love to see that happen. The last libertarian who ran for president got beat by D's nuts. You remember that?
Yeah.
Every time I mention it to her, the wife still laughs about that. She's like, he lost to D's nuts. That is pretty funny, though, isn't it? I wonder how many people are going to vote fuck Joe Biden this next time.
No, let's go, Brandon.
Yeah, that's already old, but it still works. All right. Apparently, Biden's got some bad polling numbers again. What else is new?
Shocking. Yeah. I'm just getting lower and lower.
Brian, pass out again?
No, I'm still here.
Oh.
I don't know. We put something in here every week about his polling numbers, but
Well, it would be hard to keep up.
Well, let's just be fair. He's just been going down.
Yeah. I think it's worse than that because they just don't want to say how bad it is.
How bad is it?
I think it's worse. Bad. Bad. Even he went to back home and he was greeted by a bunch of Trump supporters.
But what are the homeless camps that opened up when he became president?
But he's getting the brand new security fence at his home on the beach.
He's put... What a racist, putting up a... Uh-oh, something bad just happened.
Look.
I just got notified that this is being recorded.
Uh-oh.
Whoa. Yep. Ryan, were you not recording?
Apparently, Zoom says I'm running out of space on the hard drive space, so I had to switch it to the cloud. So,
no, the cloud. Dude, you're never going to get it down.
Oh, I'll get her down.
You better know how to work the cloud.
You just need some salt.
Salt.
Yeah, salt will make all the water droplets come back together in the cloud and rain back down.
Salt and pepper. Mm-hmm.
Salt and pepper back. Salt and pepper back. I don't know. I had that thing in here for Virginia County. I don't know. I don't even know where it came from.
Well, this is also where McCullough stormed out of a television interview because he didn't like the questions that the reporter was asking him.
Oh, his butt got hurt that bad that he stormed out of mid-interview?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, you better ask better questions next time that people care. Like, yeah, we are asking you questions that people care.
Was there a live interview?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you can hear the recorder towards the end. Like,
that's even better, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
That cannot be good for his chances of winning this office.
Oh, no. It's looking bad. That's why there's a lot of commercials about.
That's why Kamala Harris is campaigning for him. Joe Biden's campaigning for him.
Obama is coming down.
Biden's wife's campaigning for him. Obama's Dr. Jill.
Yeah, the doctor.
Not Biden's wife. Jill. No. She has not been convicted of running that college into the ground yet.
What now?
You think about Biden's, what's his face name?
Bernie Sanders. Wife. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about Jill Biden. Jill.
Yeah.
Yeah. She came down and she got booed on stage.
Did she get leftists. The "I Love Brandon" slogan?
No, it was a bunch of leftists. Leftists. They were protesting about fossil fuels and stuff like that.
Well, speaking of leftists, Joe Rogan continues his feud with CNN.
Joe Rogan's a leftist now?
No, but the CNNs are.
Oh, well, Don Lemon is. That's for sure.
And, you know, I think we talked last week about his interview with Sanjay Gupta.
We did. We definitely talked about that.
And, you know, Sanjay Gupta's like, well, you were prescribed this, you know, so they shouldn't have called it a horse dewormer pill, you know. But Don Lemon stood by his statement. And he doubled down on it, saying that Joe Rogan's an idiot for taking ivermectin, which has been taken and prescribed billions of times for different things throughout the years.
Yeah, and what's worse is Gupta, like you said, went on the spot with Joe Rogan. He was like, no, you're right. They shouldn't have done that. That's not accurate. And then he ran like a pussy and wrote an article about how he was afraid he was going to be choked to death by Joe Rogan.
Right.
And then he said he'd never had a 3-hour conversation before in his entire life. That blew my mind.
I believe that.
Has he ever PhD if he's never had a 3-hour conversation? Like, I assume to be that educated, you must have sat down and actually like spoken to someone in your life. You know what I mean? You spend 3 hours playing fucking Halo with your buddies. You're gonna sit there and talk, you know?
Yeah.
How many times a month does this show hit 3 hours?
Too many.
Exactly, but it happens. But I just, it blew my mind that he said he hasn't had a 3 hour conversation. I was like, maybe this why is this is why this guy doesn't get it. He hasn't talked to people.
No.
You know, he watches himself on TV, jerks off onto his face, and then goes out and spews out the same garbage.
Uh-huh. Hello?
Yeah, just my opinion.
Damn it.
Okay. I can hear you. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you. I froze for a little bit.
It's your Cox internet.
I'm using my 4G. I don't got money like you to use 5G.
I'm not on 5G. I'm on Gigabyte.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, I'm plugged into a money cable. 4G. You kidding me?
Hey, I'm poor, man. I don't get the money like you guys.
You have like you have actual land that you just
nobody need to know that.
Ah, I love it.
He's moving there.
That's how I save my money, man. Like I don't buy all this.
He's gonna move there with the snakes. He's gonna commune with nature.
I get that. My buddy wants me to go out and drink with him more often. I'm like, I do enjoy it, but I'm putting money aside. I'm doing things.
Yeah, have a family.
I can't have a bug out bag ready if I'm going out and drinking every night after work. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I have to keep fresh food in there, fresh ammo.
Yeah, I need to start buying more canned foods.
With my assault bow.
Well, there's been a new report come out saying that NIH has admitted to funding gain of function research at the Wuhan lab.
Well, we which all Fauci knew this.
Flat out denied was happening.
This was obvious to anyone who actually watched the interview when he was speaking to the Senate. It was obvious that Fauci was lying. Right?
Yeah.
And now finally to the NIH is like, yeah, no, he obviously lied. And now people are shocked. It's like, Rand Paul made a big deal about this.
Right.
Like, this is what happened. This is what you said this is. This is what happened. Why are they not the same?
Uh-huh. Nothing's going to happen. I don't know why we keep bothering.
No, that never happens. And why didn't Trump fire him?
He was told not to.
So who pulled the strings for Trump then?
Yeah, hey, by the way, you know how Buttigieg got those 2 months of paternity leave, whatever they call it. Guess who put that in the books?
He did what now?
Guess who make that into a law for the federal people to take like maternity leave for like months.
Months. That's unbelievable too.
Trump did it.
Yep, for months.
Yeah, dude, he's been going for 2 months now.
Jeez Louise. Thing is, the idea of paternity leave, which still blows my mind, the idea behind it is that the man could be home to help the wife or the mother while she's recovering after the trauma of passing a human being through her cervix and vaginal canal.
And I took days off like that, but I didn't get paid for it, you know.
No, and I used my vacation time. I used my vacation and sick time.
Well, I was in a new job, so I didn't have no vacation time. So I had to take time off from my work, you know.
Yeah, not paid.
Yeah, not paid. So
yeah. Luckily when my daughter was born, I had vacation and a little bit of sick time and I used it all up.
And it is twice for me because I got like a week and a half. I went from a new job, and when I had my daughter, my last second child, I had a new job too. So I was like, all right, cool. It is what it is, you know. It's based reality, you know. Well, my wife was recovering from giving birth twice, you know. Well, hold up.
Speaking of kids, by the way. They're looking to vaccinate a whole bunch of kids really soon.
Yeah, I don't agree with that. They're talking about doing it in schools. I mean, it's just pathetic. If you look at the numbers on how many kids are dying from COVID-19, it's minuscule. It's a statistical error.
It's less than the flu.
Measles or mumps or something like that.
Or even influenza.
Exactly.
Like the flu kills more kids by a lot every year than coronavirus does. Yeah. Or children.
This is just another way for them to keep the narrative going.
We lost sound from you. I think you unplugged when you moved. He's like, oh crap, I did. Hey.
How about now?
Yeah, there you go. You plugged back in.
We're all gonna die. We're all gonna die. It's all part of the narrative.
Well, what I'm worried about is, what if this malaria pill they're giving us every 6 to 12 months?
The booster shot?
Yes. Thank you. How long have I been saying that, right? How long have we been saying this is just a giant test? Now everyone else is saying that. Have you noticed that?
Yep.
We were a year and a half ahead of that curve. Like right away, we said, nope, they're just testing to see how far they can push before people push back.
Right.
That's exactly what's happening. But just what if you become dependent on this shot? Because your body's not making antibodies because you're being given them. That's something that they found in a whole bunch of stuff with these vaccines, you know, these quote vaccines. What if you stop getting these shots and all of a sudden you get a lot sicker than you would have because your body's been depending on this regular dose of medication? You know what I mean?
You mean like the flu shots?
I'm thinking like an every 6 month corona shot. But we're under the third shot now.
Yeah,
we're coming
up with 20. And Israel are on to the fourth and fifth shot.
Yeah, and we're only like 20 months into this thing, right?
Yeah.
So that's about every 6 months. I mean, what if this is a twice a year shot, 3-4 times a year shot? And once you stop taking that shot, you're almost guaranteed to get sick because you're not getting your shot.
I don't think that they're going to get the compliance. I think with each booster shot that comes out, they're going to get less and less people that are willing to take the shot.
Yeah, well, I got something here about the AIDS thing. There we go. Are COVID vaccines giving people AIDS? And I know that makes it sound ridiculous. Like AIDS is specific. No, AIDS is the disease, not the virus. You can come to the same disease through different viruses. AIDS is acquired immunodeficiency syndrome. This is saying that every one of these shots you get, and there's been a test in England, the Tatty Journal, which I thought was garbage, but I looked them up. They're actually a reputable English news source. But every shot you get, you're losing, I think it's like 5%. Where do we go? Yeah, 5% of the immune system per week. That each shot you get, the more than that, your immune system gets more and more deteriorated because you're depending upon this shot to stay healthy. You can't fight off virus by illness by yourself anymore. Now I'm kind of glad I couldn't get the shot because of health issues, because it sounds like I'm better off without it.
Yeah. And hundreds of GE workers in New York have walked off the job over the mandate to get a vaccine.
Yeah, General Electric. And you know what's funny? a lot of people don't think about GE in terms of what they really do.
They do everything.
Yeah, exactly. They do. Most people think washers and dryers. They make jet engines for the United States Air Force and Navy. You know? They make everything. Seeing a lot of this freedom flu is what I'm hearing it called now. But they actually just walked off the job, right?
Right.
Yeah, not even everyone got sick for a week.
I mean, look at what Texas and Florida have done. You know, they've come out and put rules in place where it's creating a showdown between the states and the federal government over the vaccine mandate. And I've actually heard some people say, like on the Clive and Buck show, that they don't even think that the federal mandate's ever going to go into effect. They're really thinking that they just made this announcement to scare the companies into doing it before the mandate went into effect. And eventually the federal government's going to come along and say, it's like, well, we don't have to do this mandate anymore because enough companies did it on their own.
Yeah, you talk about Biden's OSHA thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That never even got put into a place, but all of a sudden everyone started complying. And they cited Joe Biden as the reason why they were doing it. But look what happened in Southwest. All of a sudden, their mandates disappeared, and all of a sudden, they're flying again. Yeah. The weather cleared up as soon as they weren't requiring all this ridiculousness out of their pilots.
Yep.
It was weird how that weather only affected Southwest Airlines.
Right. They're the only ones that fly into Florida.
Yeah, like Delta doesn't go to the same airport.
Nah.
Crazy, huh? It's because they make a cheaper, lighter plane. That's why it costs less to fly. It's actually made out of paper.
Paper mache.
Mm. Where do you think paper airplanes come from? All right. Get me back on topic, Brian. You should check that out, though. This the Tandy Journal, and they're not no one. It took me a little digging to find it. Don't use Google to find anything that might disagree with what the mainstream narrative is.
Well, we talked about last week about how this new rising star sensation was number one on all the Apple Tune charts.
We did.
With Let's Go Brandon song. Well, YouTube doesn't agree with Apple's charts. And they've banned his song because they're claiming the song contains medical misinformation.
Yeah. I put another one in there about the same exact thing. I like the first one better. The one I think you shared, maybe rated. Had more info. They banned music, which is obviously opinion.
Right.
And he made it a point of saying, you know, I could write music about rape, murder, selling drugs, you know, buying guns. No problem. But as soon as I say I question the government, it gets banned.
Right.
It's a powerful point.
Yeah.
You know, actually, I gave it a little bit of a listen today. I finally did. It's just a deep Dr. Dre style beat, bass beat.
I've listened to it.
Yeah, and him doing his thing. Yeah. It's not terrible, but it's not my style of music.
A lot of curse words.
No, he doesn't curse.
In one of the versions, he does.
When I heard it, he said he made a point of saying he... I don't even swear, and I'm getting kicked off for obscenity or whatever. But they also, you see, YouTube also kicked off, removed an interview with an actual sitting congressman. I'm sorry, senator.
Because of COVID misinformation?
Probably. If anyone hasn't heard about this, you can find it at Rumble, Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson. And if you are checking us out on Rumble, please hit the Rumble button. Technically speaking, we've been monetized.
We have?
Yeah, technically speaking, if we get this, if we continue at the pace we're going in like 13 years, we're gonna make like
okay. Well, I did send you an email about some weird company wanting to put advertisements on our podcast. So.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't check my email. Damn it, I meant to check my email too. Oh.
I'm like, obviously they haven't listened to our show if they're talking to trying to get advertisers for it.
Who cares? If they're gonna pay us to say some bullshit, I'll say it. And then just somewhere like, don't buy that crap. Like, they're not listening to our show, you know it.
Yeah. All right. On to Ray's topic here. Another one of Ray's topic. Alec Baldwin.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
So I got into
Ray.
I got into argument yesterday with somebody. It's like, you know, it's not a good thing to point out what happened. You know, get like the same thing happened with Marlon Brando. I'm like, yeah, it happened to Marlon Brando. I mean, Brandon Lee. Brandon Lee. And I guess he didn't learn from that mistake. You know, like you learn from people's mistakes, so you don't happen again.
No. Fuck all that. You never, ever, 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 ever point a gun at anything you do not intend to destroy.
Well, he doesn't know that. He's a liberal. He don't like guns.
Doesn't matter. There was a guy on staff who told him that.
You and I know that, but he doesn't. He don't believe.
He does know because before they handed him that even prop gun, they went through the training. He just didn't give a shit about it.
Okay, I did not know that part.
And you always check it to see if it's loaded or not.
And you always treat it as if it's loaded.
It's treated right. Like a loader. But yeah, my argument with my friends, don't talk about it because, you know, it still happens and it's like in the movies and stuff, acting like, well, he should have learned that. He should have known that. I know about it, about what happened to Brandon Lee. He should know that because he's in that same industry, movie-making industry, you know? And it should not be taken lightly. But I guess a lot of employees were walking off from the set because it's like a lot of precautions not being taken about other stuff. So it's not looking good for them right now.
Well, there's a lot of people that were doing things wrong. But ultimately, the responsibility lies in the person holding the weapon.
Do you think anything's going to happen to him?
Not a damn thing. Depends on the
state law. The state law.
I think he's going to feel bad the rest of his life, and he'll probably, I think he's probably already going to burn hell anyway.
Yeah, but I don't think he's going to see I don't think he's going to ever see the courtroom.
You won't even see a courtroom. Yeah. Nope. And he's the one who actually said we should go and shoot all the hunters. And he's one who hates guns and everything.
Right.
Yeah, and he was making fun of a cop because like the cop accidentally shot somebody, but yet he managed to shoot somebody accidentally now
with a fake gun too.
Yeah. So that's why everybody's realizing it's real. Yeah. Now everybody's making fun of him because of that shit, you know, because you want to talk shit about people.
What's even worse is there's a dead woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, I feel sorry for the family, you know, they lost somebody, you know, and it's nothing against them. It's just about him.
At the very least, he should see criminal negligence.
Yeah,
I think.
But it all depends on the state, how the laws are.
New Mexico?
Yeah.
They're in New Mexico.
I have no idea what the gun laws are in New Mexico, but
Well, they're a very liberal state, so.
Well, you can't just wave guns around anywhere.
You can in Texas.
Well, on your own property.
Dude, what? They just passed a law for open carry like 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah, they carry swords.
You can't carry a sword.
You will if the police come talk to you, though.
That's in Virginia.
No, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you confused Texas with Virginia. Thank you. I'm flattered about it.
So I got out here that the GOP was expected to filibuster the Senate election bill where they want to federalize elections and take it out of the state's rights coalition, and they did it. And now there's talk again where they may nuke the filibuster, so the Senate will be simple majority like the House of Representatives is.
They don't got Joe Manchin in their side right now. I don't think it's going to happen.
Manchin's leaving the Democrat Party. Did we talk
about that? There's a rumor, but I want to. That's just a rumor.
All right.
Who would he caucus with? Because he's talking about going independent. Would he caucus more with the Democrats or the Republicans?
Probably the Democrats, but exactly. He's just like me. He's like, the average person would call me a Republican, but I was like, I do not want to be affiliated with the Republicans because I disagree with them too much to be affiliated, you know?
Uh-huh.
I think that's what Manchin's doing. He's like, for the most part, he's a Democrat, but he's like, I can't justify spending $3.5 trillion and then telling people that $3.5 trillion equals zero.
Well, they just fuck him over with his state with the coal and fuel, you know. So,
yeah, that's a big part of it too. Is he's getting reelected?
Yeah, if we want to continue serving.
Well, he's the first rat fleeing that sinking ship.
Then there was the other lady that got chased in the bathroom too.
Cinema,
yeah. She's another one that is not agreeing with the Democrats a lot. So,
what's even crazy is when you hear like Joe Biden or Harris saying there's only two people holding this up. It's like, no.
You forgot about the other 50 senators?
Yes, you forgot about the other 50 senators that disagreed too. So it's like
you're the minority now, basically.
Well, half the freaking government said no. Yeah. And plus two, and they're only worried about the plus two and not the half the country that said no.
Yeah,
that's what's going on with a lot of this stuff, is they're just ignoring what anyone who disagrees with them says, and people that usually agree but disagree this time, they're getting all butthurt about it. And it's like, feels like I'm taking crazy pills.
You are.
What are you got going on is more important?
Well, the news outlets have come out and said that they're treating conservative obituaries different to terrorists and dictators.
Yeah. Yeah, but we've been saying that for a while, haven't we?
Yeah.
Like, what's his name there? Al-Assadi or whatever? Shit.
Al-Baghdadi?
One of them, like, our actual, like, known terrorist got a better obituary in the New York Times than, like, McCain did, I think, or something like that. They say that this guy was some kind of hero. It's like, he blew people up.
Did a video about this guy went to college and asked for donations for the Taliban.
And the Taliban?
Taliban.
And people were
giving him money for the Taliban. Taliban. What were you saying? I'm sorry. That was too much.
The kids were giving him money for donation. And literally he was saying, like, yeah, to fight the U.S. and stuff like that, you know. And they were giving him money. $50, $100. He just couldn't believe it. The school system's fucked up now. That's the college system. I mean,
I got nothing against college at all. I just don't think it needs to be necessarily for everyone.
So Trump was in the news again this week.
Okay, that's an abrupt change for sure.
He announced his brand new social media platform.
Yeah, everyone's trying to get me on it already.
Good luck with that. It's not going to be out until the first of the year at a minimum. But the investors came out. You know, it started at $12 a share. And last time I checked, it was like up to $85 a share. These people are idiots, my brother included. They're investing in nothing. There's no technology. There's no product. There's no nothing.
Hey, but you
Trump has already tried to do this before with other things, and it's been a flop. I would not start investing in it until it's actually on the air and competing with Facebook and Google.
No, but you know what? It's a good way to make money. Jump on it before it starts getting bigger. And once you get a good amount of money,
I was going to say if you had gotten in when it was when you said when it started at whatever
$12.
Yeah, $12 or something.
That would have already been a 400%.
Yeah,
increase in value. You can say they're idiots, but they've already made money.
Hey, they didn't want to make money. Brian's the one calling them idiots, so whatever.
Speaking of, did you listen to the new No Agenda show?
Yes.
Did you hear him talking about the bread ties?
Yes.
I laughed so hard when they were going through that. Like, did you know that the twisty ties on the bread that different colors mean different things?
Well, there's different bread companies, and they use
different ties.
Too, exactly. Though. They use different color ties for different bread companies. You know, it's not blue does not mean Monday for every bakery, every company.
Yeah, like that's a good process.
We talked about this last weekend, guys.
Did we?
Yeah, you guys were too drunk to remember. I remember we were talking about
that's this. Even weirder because oh my god, No Agenda shows listening to us. No, that's where they got the compliance idea. Dude. No Agenda shows stealing ideas from us.
Yeah,
they just better at it.
We're gonna need some monetization.
Let's sue them.
We need some kind of value for value.
Yeah.
By the way, have you donated yet?
I have in the past.
So you are not a douchebag.
No.
Damn it. I was hoping to donate soon, and I was going to call you out as a douchebag.
No, I usually donate around my birthday every year.
My birthday's coming up. That's what I was making. I was thinking about it's my 39th trip around the sun.
There you go.
Ray, you should really check the show out. It's fun. Dvorak's fucking hilarious because he's just a grouchy old
guy.
Like a podcast or something?
Yeah.
The Podfather.
Adam Curry.
Invented the podcast.
Mm.
Bless me, Podfather, for I have sinned. You know, how do we do something like that with this value for value thing? Like, for example, if we wanted to start accepting donations, how would we even do that?
Cash out. Well,
they use PayPal.
Just right to the PayPal account?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then what do you do with it from there?
Then you set up a special account for it and transfer it out of PayPal into that special account.
Or just keep it in there to pay for storage, and we could use that PayPal account to pay out for like merch.
Yeah.
Let the show keep it self-funded.
A thirsty shirt.
Exactly. Buy all of our thirsty shirts. Well, I was thinking about it. I was thinking for a while, I was like, a koozie is probably the way to go.
It would be, yeah. They're cheap to make, too.
They are cheap to make, but someone might wear a t-shirt out of the house. You're not bringing a koozie to your buddy's house with the name of our show on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, we can make the koozies with a little hanger. Like, you can hang your beer around
your neck. Like old lady glasses?
Yeah.
You're stealing that idea from the boat because Kathy found one for me.
Hey, like that's a good idea. Like, fuck, I don't have to carry my beers.
My grandmother used to have one. My grandmother used to have one for her vodka drinks.
Yeah, see?
She loved her vodka. Eat
while listening to us and drink.
Oh, you have to crack a beer to listen to us because typically speaking, we've been drinking and smoking for hours before we hit record anyway.
Yep.
Like you just talk about shitty news because it's just gonna get shitty from now on.
Yeah, typically speaking, I'm already blacked out by the time we start.
Well, apparently I'm sleeping by the time we start, so
yeah. Well, yeah. Hey, you woke up a half hour late, but you got up and running.
We had to reboot
several times. It's time for a new laptop, and I don't have the money for it. So,
come on, people, donate money to our show so we can buy new equipment.
Exactly.
You say donate money to our show, but we actually have no way to accept donations.
We don't have enough listeners to get donations.
Well, it's fun to say it, dude. Okay.
I know.
Practice. Get it ready for the real thing.
I don't know. We got some regular listeners that might throw a couple bucks here. They might buy a t-shirt.
Yeah. Well, we've been talking about it off camera about changing the name of the show.
So we discussed it anyway.
We discussed it. We haven't come up with nothing concrete yet, but it's interesting. That's
what I brought up if you're going to be a regular pot, then we got to change the name of the show.
Yeah. Plus, you know, like we never know who else is going to jump in, you know.
But we've always been the Jeffrey and Brian show.
Yeah.
And yeah. I expected Claire to be here tonight. I was going to give Claire a bunch of shit.
She got scared.
Huh?
She got scared.
Well, probably got chased down by her trans friends for coming on our show. I was going to give her a tough time about how I was trying to get a show together with her a while ago, technically isn't their dirty tranny. Something similar to what this is, but more video based, whereas this is more audio based. She seemed interested, but never wanted to get around to it. I wanted to give her a hard time how lately she's been wanting to come on the show. Maybe because we finally pulled our heads out of our butts and figured out how to do this.
No, we sober up a little bit, so we know how to do it.
Yeah, just enough to put together a Google Doc.
Yeah, so yeah, I want to find out who our four listeners are in India are.
Uh-oh, we're getting popular?
India?
India, and our three listeners in Canada, and we've got 21 listeners in the U.S.
And that's just the audio-only version, right?
Yeah. We had 4 downloads in Utah.
Nice.
1 download in Kentucky, 2 downloads in Michigan, and 5 downloads in Massachusetts.
This past week?
I guess.
No way.
And another download in District of Columbia.
Oh, Joe Biden.
Yeah, Joe's watching
Joe's watching us. Fuck.
He's watching the Jeffrey and Brian show.
Yeah.
Brandon's listening to us.
Dr. Jill, get me a beer.
Let me listen to the shitheads.
I need to listen to the shitheads. They're going to talk shit all night about all the shitty stuff.
Oh, fuck.
I am open to the idea of coming up with a new name for the show. Not necessarily in favor of it because I like the idea of what we do. What's this 9:37 p.m. thing?
It's a note for me.
Oh.
That's when I lost my hard drive recording and switched over to the cloud.
Oh, you got it written in there twice, too.
Oh, good. I'm doing good.
So he don't forget the first time.
All right. About what I was saying. I had fun.
Yep.
Wouldn't it be fun if we actually got enough listeners to make money doing this, though?
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, anyone who does listen this long, seriously, give us a like. Actually, you know what? Likes are great. Rumbles are great. Even better is a share. If you share
and
it
out, buy our merch.
Yeah. Well, hey, we're thinking about making some merch. If you're interested in the show, this will only help us make the show because it doesn't cost a lot to operate this show. But we do have to pay a little bit of money every year for our web space. We could use it would be nice if we all got some nice gear to do this with. You know what I mean?
I need to upgrade equipment.
Yeah. Not to mention it is I don't know how much these guys put in, but I put in several hours a week trying to organize a Google Doc. Raise that guy, click it, and open it the day.
He doesn't even do that. He never opens the Google Doc.
He did tonight. Yeah. I've seen him occasionally put stuff in it too.
Occasionally, when I'm sober. When I'm sober.
Oh, that's definitely occasionally. All right, I'm going to end the stream on Facebook.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for coming by. And I don't know, what do you think an episode name, She Worked Her Balls Off?
I do like that name.
All right, hey, if you want to make... No, how about like the easy way to make rank, you have to work your balls off.
That's
a too wordy. Oh,
okay.
I'm going to come up with a fun thumbnail too. All right, everyone. I guess that's our show. Till next week.
Out.